We were discussing before with the priest what language should we speak now, or how long should we speak. He said, well, if each one of us, we are three priests, not counting the deacons, they could preach as well, but just counting the priests, said, well, we can all preach each one half an hour, and I think we'll be good. By the time we finish, I don't know if there will be anybody still here in church. But it's a day of thanksgiving to God in our parish. Thanksgiving to God for the many gifts that we bring with our cultures that we share. Es un día de acción de gracias, porque cada uno de nosotros aquí trae, aquí en nuestra parroquia, cada uno de nosotros representamos nuestras culturas, nuestros países, que tenemos, ¿no?, con alegría, ¿no?, orgullo de poner, ¿no?, los vestidos tradicionales, todo eso, para decir quién somos. It is also a day for us to be, as a community of faith, to say that, yes, we are one in our faith. Es un día de decir que somos uno en nuestra fe. Nós não estamos divididos. Muitas nações, línguas, a nossa fé nos une. We live in a time that people, many people, not particularly this time, this has been before, no, it's not something new, but time and again we hear about divisions, about who is better, who is worse, who is beautiful, who is ugly, who is better, who is... When we come to share the table of the Lord, all of that doesn't mean a thing. Aunque vivimos en un tiempo donde muchos quieren decir que existen divisiones, quién es más importante, menos importante, quién es el más bonito, más feo, cuando llegamos para celebrar en la mesa de la Eucaristía, todo eso ya no sirve para nada, porque aquí delante del Señor somos uno, somos una familia, una comunidad. So we want to say thanks to God. And we want to ask God to help us to see in the one that perhaps we do not know yet. We call each one brother and sister. But many times we are still afraid of the one whom we do not know well. Here we are to say once again that we want to join hands, that we want to put into action what our faith teaches us. It's beautiful if you see so many sayings and writings of Pope Francis, how much he's telling us. Much of his talk, he talks about Europe and the situation that Europe is going through. But much of that we can also learn for ourselves and lose the fear of the one whom we do not know yet. You know, they say that there are no enemies. They're just friends that you haven't met them yet, that you do not know them yet. So as we gather to celebrate, that's the sign that we have to show the world. It's not just a parade, it's not just a folk day that we celebrate. It's our faith that we celebrate. It's our faith that brings us together. It's our faith that unites us in one family, in one community, in one church. Nosotros no encontramos solamente para hacer un encuentro, un desfile cultural, de fiestas, de naciones. Nosotros nos encontramos para celebrar una fe, la misma fe que nos une en una familia, en una iglesia. Essa é a razão do nosso encontro. Conhecer e ver e deixar cair os preconceitos. Os preconceitos que nos cegam e impedem de ver no outro o meu irmão, a minha irmã. May this such a simple yet beautiful gestures coming together and celebrate help us to lose or to let our prejudices behind and learn how to love. Que este encuentro nos ayude a dejar nuestros prejuicios para atrás, que los abandonemos y podamos ver en el otro que no conocemos tal vez, un hermano, una hermana. May we take this opportunity today perhaps to talk to someone we have never talked before, to introduce ourselves, to come test the idea, new friends. And making new friends, we'll be living to be a church. Nations, one God, we all believe and we all profess our faith. And we want the world to know that. God that we heard in the gospel that says, do not worry so much. I take care of the birds, of the flowers, take care of you. So let us allow God to take care of us and let us see God in every one of his children. Those whom we know well, those whom we do not know yet. And then the kingdom of God, you know, that Jesus talks in the gospel, will be closer to us. Seek first the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God will be a gathering of all nations. Tenemos que buscar primero el reino de Dios. El reino de Dios es una aquí tenemos representado por tantas naciones, porque es la palabra de Dios para todo el mundo. Que el reino de Dios se faça presente aquí entre nós, hoje, y possamos levar ao mundo ese ejemplo de unidad que nos faz una familia na mesma fe.